I don't know why people are acting like, you know, we've lost 10 games in a row or something, you know. It's one game, and, you know, we didn't play the best that we could, you know, and they made plays. So we just go back to the drawing board and work, focus on Atlanta.
This defense prides itself in getting off the field. They scored on 7 different drives. I know 5 of them were field goals, but a little too much bend, but no break kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they executed. They made plays. You know, the running back was a big physical back, and, you know, it was hard to get him down at times. And, you know, the quarterback made some good reads. So, like I said, we got a lot to correct, and, you know, we got to get back to the drawing board ASAP.
Some of the players said, hey, we still control our own destiny. How good does it make you feel that, hey, we're going to get another shot at the Packers, very possibly, if you take care of business in the season finale?
I mean, what we've done previously was to put ourselves in a position where we could control our own destiny. So the biggest thing we have to do is just continue to win games. And, you know, as long as we do that, I think that, you know, everything else will take care of itself. So we just have to keep playing as a team and, you know, playing together and understanding, hey, there's going to be some games where guys might make some plays, but, you know, we got to be resilient and, you know, bounce back and make plays of our own.
When you look back, do you think maybe this team got a little bit too amped up for this game? It's just, you know, because there was so much hype from fans and media and everything.
I don't know if you can get too amped up. I mean, they got pre-workouts and all that stuff. I mean, shit, that's what it's for. You're supposed to get you amped up. You know, a lot of guys take pre-workouts, so, I mean, you got to have juice to go out and play, you know, the game of football. So I don't think you can not be. I mean, I don't think you can be too amped up.
Terrence, did you think you had the angle cut off on that Jones play? I mean, how big was the window that Rodgers had to get that ball into?
I turned to find where Jones was at, and then at that point I looked back and the ball was coming. So, I mean, I don't even remember how the window was, but, you know, him making the catch on the sideline, I was trying to get to the receiver as quick as possible, but he just gunned it in there.
How many other quarterbacks would even try that throw?
That's a good question. I think at the end of it all, I mean, it's kind of a, you know, situation where they're on the sideline. He'd go throw a ball that either the receiver gets to or nobody gets to. So I think quite a few guys would probably try that one just because of the situation and where he was at.
What did you guys learn from this? I know you pretty much from any previous losses, you guys have learned to turn it around fast. What have you guys learned from yesterday's that's different?
We learned we have a lot of work to do. I mean, we were in positions to make some plays, and I think guys were in a mindset where trying to do extra, you know, instead of just making the plays that's there for you, trying to do extra and press to make plays, and, you know, that's never a good thing.